announced the guest services.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm John Patrick with Mary Liz Nolan and Chris Michaels from Augusta's Morning News on WGAC.
It is great to see you here at SRP Park.
Enjoy the game and go Jackets!
We want to welcome you to Riverside Village, a live, work, and play ball atmosphere located on the banks of the Savannah River. It's quickly becoming one of the most popular entertainment destinations in the CSRA. The Village features delicious dining at the Brinkley's Chop House, Rio Cantina, and Southbound Smokehouse. The clubhouse at Riverside Village and Ironwood Apartments provide great living options on the banks of the Savannah River. The Swing Company is a trendy women's boutique, bringing the best fast fashion to the CSRA and nation. Shopping Swing is where you'll find the latest clothing items, shoes, jewelry, accessories, gifts, and more. Learn more at RiversideVillageSC.com. SRP Park is now a cashless facility, joining 29 of 30 MLB teams and countless other facilities in effort to improve the fan experience for concessions, the team store, and other operations during Green Jackets games. All major credit and debit cards and digital payments such as Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay are all accepted at Green Jackets concession stands, the Hive Pro Shop, parking decks, and the Augusta University Health Kids Zone. Fans are able to convert cash to a loaded value onto their game ticket and use that at the concession stands, team store, and other Green Jackets point of sales. If you need to convert cash, please head to guest services near the main gate or the advanced ticket window inside the team store to do so. Green Jackets staff is on hand, ready to assist with any questions regarding this policy. In order to provide a welcoming experience for all, the Augusta Green Jackets has implemented a fan code of conduct. Out of respect for fellow guests, players, coaches, and ballpark staff, please refrain from using foul language, behaving in a manner that is disruptive or unruly, interfering with play, and trespassing on the field. To read the Green Jackets' full fan code of conduct, please visit greenjacketsbaseball.com. Bats, balls, and other flying objects may leave the playing field at any time. For your own safety, please make sure to pay attention to the action on the field at all times. If you need medical attention at any time, find a Green Jacket staff member or visit the South Star Ambulance First Aid Station located by the Back Nine Grill on the third base side. Smoking is prohibited throughout the seating bowl of SRP Park. If you wish to smoke, please exit the seating bowl and go to the designated smoking area located by the Budweiser Back Nine Bar and Lounge. Have a question? Want to learn more about the 2023 Green Jacket season? All your questions can be answered at the SRP Park Guest Services Booth, located right next to the Main Street Gate. Head over there and check out upcoming Green Jackets events, or just stop in to say hello. SRP Park is an entertainment destination that's available year-round for you and your company to host an outing. Whether it's a holiday party, lunch meeting, softball game, banquet, ball, or anything in between, SRP Park will have your guests raving about the event for months after. SRP Park is built for you. To learn more about event spaces and availability, visit thesrppark.com today. Hey, Green Jackets fans, make sure to show your digital game ticket at your next visit to the pizza joint to receive free garlic knots with the purchase of a small, medium, or large pizza. Mary Maids never drops the ball on cleaning your home. Let the team at Mary Maids help with that never-ending to-do list. Contact them today to request a free cleaning estimate. Mary Maids, relax. It's done. Attention fans, make sure to stop by our concession stands and enjoy ice-cold Coca-Cola products. What goes together better than an ice-cold Coke and a ball game? Coca-Cola, make every drop count. You're viewed right from your seat when you use the Green Jackets mobile ordering platform. Scan the Augusta To-Go QR code on the board or download the MILB First Pitch app. Select your seating location and order your food and drinks. You can place your order right at that concession stand. Skip the line and order online. Herman Landscaping, Augusta's number one landscape design company, and proud partner of the Green Jackets. Enjoy our work at the rooftop terrace and call us for all your outdoor needs.
Respiratory Services has been helping the CSRA relax and breathe easier for over 20 years. Vet Respiratory Services continues to be family owned and operated in our new office just off Washington Road in Martinez. We have all your home medical equipment needs, and our team of experienced healthcare professionals are here to help you 24 hours a day for equipment emergencies. When your family needs home medical equipment, turn to our family. Call us, relax, and breathe easier with Vet Respiratory Services.
Twin Peaks joins the Thirsty Thursday lineup. When you're not enjoying drink specials at SRP Park, stop by Twin Peaks off Robertson Daniels Parkway for their always cold drafts and great food. Never miss the action and catch your favorite team on one of their many TVs in the lodge. Twin Peaks Augusta offers takeout and delivery options. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
During the off-season, the Green Jackets partner with B&B Decorative Concrete to update the upper-level walkway and seats floors to provide a new, fresh look. Transform tough surfaces into beautiful works of art with B&B Decorative Concrete in Augusta, Georgia. Their expertise in concrete decoration turns kitchens, offices, sidewalks, pool sides, and curves into eye-catching features. Contact B&B Decorative Concrete today for a free quote. You're ready to transform your concrete from drab to fab.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk from Sweden that started like 35 years ago, but is now all over America, where it's promoting various kinds of frozen dessert products and one of those first ever plant-based sponsor deals. You know the kind we're talking about, of minor league baseball.
The Ironwood Apartment Homes offer 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes to fit any lifestyle. With a wide range of unmatched amenities, the Ironwood provides unparalleled luxury by the river. Our apartment homes feature stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, wood-style flooring, and washers and dryers. Select homes have gorgeous river or cool views. The amenities at the Ironwood will make you never want to leave. Enjoy our resort-style saltwater pool with wet bar, dog salon, package lockers, weekly on-site fitness classes, a state-of-the-art 24/7 fitness center, and a community bike share. Visit theironwoodapartments.com today.
Georgia 811, a proud supporter of the Augusta Green Jackets, wants to remind all fans to contact 811 before they dig. Whether you're a homeowner, contractor, or landscaper, always contact 811 before you dig so underground utility lines can be marked and you can prevent utility damage, service interruptions, and injuries. The service is free and available at Georgia811.com or simply call 811. The renovated and centrally located Holiday Inn Express and Suites Augusta West offers everything to make your next stay a great one, from their free Wi-Fi to their complimentary hot and cold breakfast buffet. No matter what brings you to Augusta, they promise to deliver the quality amenities you deserve and the outstanding service you have come to expect from the Holiday Inn brand. Check them out and book your stay online. Fans, if you want to win some Bojangles Bowberry Biscuits today, make sure you pay attention when Bleeder Figuero comes to the plate as tonight's Bojangles Bow Batter of the Game. If Figuero strikes out, everyone will receive a free Bojangles Bowberry Biscuit coupon as you exit the game tonight. And tonight's Miller Lite Beer Batter of the Game is Abby Ortiz. When he strikes out, fans can enjoy a 16 3-ounce Miller Lite for $3 for the rest of that inning. So make sure to cheer on your Green Jackets pitching staff to get those strikeouts. Also, keep in mind, if your Green Jackets put down a successful bunt, execute a sacrifice bunt, or the Wood Ducks bunt, and make an out. Section 110 will receive a buy one, get one coupon for nothing but hits.
Premier Networks is bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Call Bentley's Comfort Services if your home is hot.
Thank you. Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome back to the TaxSlayer pregame show. Time for today's Phoenix Printing Player feature. Joined by the man doing the catching behind the dish tonight, Dawson Diamond. First and foremost, Dawson, welcome to Augusta.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk about your, well, you heard that voice crack there. I'm still recovering from a brutal cold, as you might have noticed on last night's broadcast, so apologies for that. But let's talk about your baseball career to date. I think in terms of players who have experience on this team, you have some of the most after having been drafted out of high school and being on the more experienced side at this level, which is often the case for catchers. Take me back to your high school days. What was the baseball scene like in Lancaster, California?
You know, it was fun. It was a different place. I mean, it was kind of not necessarily like in the middle of nowhere, but it was, you know, not where a lot of people went to. But growing up with travel ball, being able to play year round, we got to go to those areas and always have good baseball. You know what I mean? And there was tournaments we'd go to Arizona. There's other places we could go and have good baseball just growing up. And that was from an early age all the way throughout high school. So it was good. It was definitely a good experience. It's always fun.
Were you a catcher from a young age? When did you sort of specialize?
Yes, I've always been a catcher. I started playing when I was 4, I believe. And I've been catching ever since then.
So you're playing in high school, you do the showcase thing, the perfect game stuff that everyone does, the travel ball, and you end up committing to San Diego State to play under Coach Martinez at that time. Well, actually, he's still there, but following up, I think Tony Gwynn was the other head coach there before that, right? Mr. Padre. But
yeah.
What was, when you were getting recruited there, what was the thought process and how did that recruitment go?
Oh, man. I mean, it was surreal. I mean, it was really early. The way that I look at it, it was really early. When that process had happened, it was after my freshman year. I mean, I know a lot of times it's different for everybody, but it was such a fun experience being able to go and experience and see different places, and being there just felt like it was a good place for me.
I don't think anyone would complain about going to college in San Diego. Kind of like with Florida Atlantic when those two teams were in March Madness, I was thinking, you know, it's not that hard a sell. But obviously the draft comes around, and in 2018, you were the class of 2018. To put this into perspective too, I was class of 2017 in high school, so we're both, it's crazy how that stuff works. But the draft comes around. At that point in time, it's a 40-round draft. It obviously is now down to 20. You're taken in the latter stages of that draft. What influenced your decision to sign, and how did you make that choice?
Going into the draft, it was kind of a mindset of if my name was set at some point, if it was an opportunity for me to be drafted and sign with a team, I wanted to take it. Not necessarily, I mean, school for me always wasn't like the best thing for me. Like, I wasn't the best at it, probably because I didn't give 100% to it a whole lot.
I'm sure your teachers tuning in from Quartz Hill are, you know, ecstatic for that. But
it was also more of a, at the time, there was still the rule of runners could run into the catcher. Personally, if I was going to get hurt, and I've always said that if I was going to get hurt, I'd rather get hurt in pro ball and be able to say, at least I made it, and I had some kind of experience there versus college and have to wonder where it would have went.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And speaking of that, you know, so you're drafted in a round of the draft that no longer exists anymore. Your first couple of seasons between rookie ball and short season, you're playing those short season teams, those leagues no longer exist. You know, after the COVID league, Appy Ball got shut down more or less. So you've experienced a lot of parts of minor league baseball and sort of the grind of the road to the show that a lot of these guys on this team won't ever get to experience. I'm just curious, you know, what was your experience like with those short season leagues?
It was interesting. You know what I mean? I mean, you hear stories sometimes of, like, places and locker rooms and just, like, fields in general and people that you see and just different areas. I mean, it's even now, like, you travel places and you see different, like, I guess cultures you could call it. And it's very interesting. But you also, like, to me, I like to take things in. I mean, you go places and it's like, let's just stop for a second, take it in and really just enjoy where you're at. I mean, because it's, I mean, people dream of doing this. You know what I mean? People even, yeah, you might be at some of, like, the minor league grind, like, parts of baseball, but it's, people dream of that. You know what I mean? It's experiences that you don't usually sometimes get twice.
And you also have the sort of experience of being traded, which is another thing that a lot of these guys at this stage in their career haven't experienced. And the two organizations that you've been a part of, between the Rays and the Braves, are thought of as amongst the elite when it comes to developing players. I'm just curious, you know, unless it brings up hard memories for you, just, you know, last spring, what that process was like of changing organizations and acclimating.
Yeah, it was definitely different. When the trade had happened, at the time, I was not really sure exactly how to feel. Initial reaction was kind of sad in a way, because I was drafted by Tampa and in a way kind of grew up with them, and that was my family since a couple days after I graduated. So that was tough. But after being traded, being here with Atlanta Braves in the organization has been unbelievable. The people here, the way that they treat people, the way that everybody just kind of goes about their business, it's unbelievable. It's fun. It's good. Sometimes a change of scenery is always good for people. It could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. But it's, from my experiences that I've had, it's been very good. I'm glad it happened.
Now, I have a theory that I've been working on, that every sport has that one position of guys who are a little crazy. So in soccer and hockey, it's goalies. Like, we know goalies are a little crazy. In football, a lot of times kickers, but especially, like, offensive linemen, they're a little crazy.
Yeah.
In baseball, pitchers, we all know, are crazy.
Absolutely.
But I think catchers are equally crazy. I'm just curious, you know, you've been a catcher now for going on 20 years. Yeah. What are your thoughts of on that theory?
I mean, I guess that could be, like, a fair theory. Yeah, I think sometimes catchers are a little more reserved about it sometimes, but we definitely do have it sometimes. I will say that.
You know, and that reminds me of something I forgot to ask you earlier. The rules have also changed since you were playing in high school and since you were drafted. So now larger bases, the pitch clock, batters, or there are more stolen bases. There's more activity. Obviously, you're no longer allowed to run headfirst into a catcher, which I think you appreciate too. But as someone who's, you know, again, experienced different levels of the game, how have those changes affected your day-to-day?
I mean, I personally am a fan of most of everything that has changed. Speeding up games. We're not sitting out here for 4 hours now, which is good. I mean, sometimes those four-hour games are nice. Like, it's interesting. But at the same time, it's nice to kind of – we have long days as it is, and there's a whole lot of them. So it's nice that games are sped up. But at the same time, it creates new challenges. You know what I mean? We have to get better. We got to adapt, and we have to evolve, if you will. And it's fun. You know, it makes the game fun.
Without a doubt. Last one for you, your walk-up song.
Oh, man.
What is it and why?
I went with Blue Notes by Meek Mill. Pretty much just because I like the vibe that it gives off. It took me a while to actually find a walk-up song. I mean, there are so many. I was going through them, and I'm like, I don't even know which one to pick, because it's not even about, like, to me, like, the lyrics. It's literally just like, is this a good vibe walking up to the plate? So it took a while, but it took some thought. And I was like, this is the one I got to go with.
Well, so. You're making your debut tonight. We'll hear it for the first time over the SRP Park loudspeakers. Thank you for joining us. Absolutely. I get the sense that it's not going to be the last time we talk to you over the course of this year.
Absolutely.
You're certainly one of the more outgoing guys on the team. You were the first person to introduce yourself, you know, on media day and everything too. So much appreciated. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Back with more in a few short moments on the TaxSlayer pregame show. This is Augusta Green Jackets baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win, sometimes we try to fit it all in, sometimes we don't know what's in store, sometimes we find what we're looking for, sometimes we're rolling. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Hello and welcome to SRP Park, the second game of the series between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Augusta Green Jackets, getting set to go from beautiful North Augusta, South Carolina. The Green Jackets looking to continue the momentum they built up in the waning stages of yesterday's contest. They ended up falling 6-5 in that one, but they scored twice in the ninth and left the tying run just 90 feet away from home plate. They'll be doing so with Adam Shoemaker, the 6'6 Canadian out of St. Benedict's High School in Cambridge, Ontario, making his season debut for the Green Jackets. Made three appearances here in Augusta at the beginning of last year before exiting his third start with an injury. He pitched the remainder of the year after recovering from that injury in the Florida Complex League. But the long-limbed lefty returns to the mound tonight here in game number two. Game number three of this young Green Jacket season. Augusta comes into today 1-1. The visiting Down East Wood Ducks did not have a problem with scoring in pairs yesterday. They picked up the win, their second in a row. They improved to 2-1 on the season. And they will have an Australian on the mound today. Hailing from down under, it's Josh Gessner, formerly of the Phillies organization, acquired in the trade that sent Ian Kennedy and Kyle Gibson to Philadelphia. He'll be making his season debut after spending all of last year in Down East as well. Adam Shoemaker, as you might expect from an Ontario boy, goes with fellow Ontario native Drake for his warm-up song. And that brings us to the Green Jackets defense today. David McCabe remains at third base. Ambioris Tavares at short. Luis Moreno makes his high A debut. And Mekhi Backstrom at first. Moreno is at second. Dawson Diamond behind the plate. First pitch of the afternoon, or evening rather, is a strike as Cam Cauley, who hit an inside the park home run in the seventh inning yesterday, steps it. The 0-1 pitch misses inside with a fastball. Cauley, whose dad was a White Sox minor leaguer and also coached him in high school, has a 1-1 count. The pitch, that one just misses inside. Cauley hit a fly ball to the warning track in the right center field alley yesterday that dropped in when the outfielders collided, and he was awarded an inside the park home run. The 2-1, grounded to third. McCabe plays it on three hops. His fire across the diamond is in time. Maybe by half a second did that throw arrive into the glove of Mekhi Backstrom. And Cauley is retired 5-3 to get things going. JoJo Blackman bats second today. Jason Morobel bats third. Ian Moeller in the cleanup spot. Gleyder Figueroa at fifth. Abby Ortiz at sixth. Andres Mesa, Connor Piotto, and Jefferson Espinal round out the lineup as the first pitch to the lefty Blackman is in for a strike. The 0-1 off the outside corner with a fastball there. Blackman out of Pensacola, Florida, formerly a UAB commit before signing with the Rangers. The 1-1, swing and a miss, and it goes to 1-2. And we have a violation here on, I believe, Adam Shoemaker, and it should go to 2-2. The pitch off the outside corner. Well, the board says 2-2. So we'll say 2-2 as well. Lefty on lefty, the matchup. The pitch.
driven to left center field. Coming over is Casanova, and he makes the grab, battling the sun out in left field. The outfield for the Green Jackets, Jair Casanova in left, Ethan Werkinger in center, and Jeremy Celedonio in right. No Tyler Collins today. He gets the night off after playing in each of the first two games. So Jason Mirobel, the 12th overall prospect in this Rangers system, steps in and takes a strike over the outside corner. Mirobel, 1-for-8 on the season, but he has 4 walks and 2 stolen bases in that time. The 0-1 bounced in there, skipped up by Shoemaker. Shoemaker, nicknamed Shoey, at 6'6", has put on some muscle and has added some velocity to his fastball. The 1-1 off the outside corner, taken for a ball with a off-speed pitch that time. Dawson Diamond, who you might have heard on the pregame show, the Tax Slayer pregame show, is behind the dish for the Green Jackets, making his Augusta debut. The 2-1 pitch, slider in the dirt, make it 3-1. Mirobel walked twice yesterday in the 6th and 7th and stole 2 bases in the 7th inning. He's got a hitter's count, the 3-1. Breaking ball backed him up and crossed the heart of the plate, so the count goes full. So a full count with 2 outs. Infield shifted to the right. The payoff pitch grounded over the glove of Shoemaker. It's picked up by Tavares at short. He throws on to first, and it's a 1-2-3 start to the game for Adam Shoemaker in just under 4 minutes. He retires the side in order. Green Jackets at the top of the order coming up next. You're listening to the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Adam Shoemaker made quick work of the Wood Ducks in the first inning. So we head to the bottom of inning number 1 with the score, the Downeast Wood Ducks 0 and the Augusta Green Jackets up to bat. Leading off is Ambioris Tavares, looking to make up for last night's offensive performance. Jeremy Celedonio bats second. David McCabe in the 3 spot. Ethan Werkinger moves up to cleanup today. Andrew Keck makes his debut in the starting lineup today, batting 5th. Jair Casanova at 6th, Mekhi Backstrom, Dawson Diamond, and Luis Moreno at 7th, 8th, and 9th. It'll be Josh Gessner, the right-handed Australian, a sinker-slider pitcher. The righty on the mound, working out of the full windup. First pitch, a breaking ball off the outside corner, swung in and missed by Tavares. Ambioris Tavares went 0-for-4 last night with 3 strikeouts. The 0-1. Breaking ball driven to deep left field. Going back is Espinal to the warning track. It is off the foot of the wall. And Tavares rounds into second comfortably with a stand-up double. Well, for the issues with the strike zone that Tavares had last night, he jumped all over that hanging breaking ball and effortlessly put it to the base of the wall 370 feet away. And the Green Jackets have the leadoff runner in scoring position for Jeremy Celedonio. 97 miles an hour off the bat of Tavares that time. And Celedonio up to the dish. 1-for-6 on the season, but that one was a mammoth home run last Thursday night. Gessner winds and fires out of the stretch. This one is popped up on the first pitch. Could be playable for the catcher Moeller. He sheds the mask, goes over towards his dugout, and it drops about 2 rows into the seats in the bowl, I believe. Moeller is behind the plate tonight for Down East. Their infield from left to right, Figueroa, Colley, Mesa, and Ortiz. The outfield, Espinal, Blackman, and Morobo left to right. 0-1 to Celedonio. No score, bottom of the first. With Tavares off of second. The pitch, breaking ball outside. 78-mile-an-hour curveball there. Gessner has a funky delivery where he holds his elbow up an awfully long time. And it lends itself to just weird timing. The 1-1 is fouled off to the left-hand side, and that'll get onto the roof of the parking garage. Gessner spent all of last year with Down East. The ERA in the mid-sixes, but the pitch movement is certainly unique. The 1-2. Breaking ball bounced. Great pick there by Moeller behind the dish. That one bounced in the left-hand batter's box, and the count goes even 2-2. Celedonio, been a three true outcomes kind of player so far. A home run, four strikeouts, and three walks, and he's 1-for-6 on this young season. Tavares dancing off of second. The 2-2 on the inside corner called strike three. That one just got a tiny piece of the zone, courtesy of our strike zone that we have access to. Many thanks to the legendary Josh Horton, the Green Jackets Director of Video Operations, for assisting with that 85-mile-an-hour pitch that got him out. And that brings up the switch-hitting David McCabe, who's done most of his batting out of the left-hand side this year. Tavares off of second, one away. First pitch, grounded to first, and just foul by about half a foot. McCabe, another player who has been feast or famine from a discipline perspective. Another Canadian, by the way, is McCabe. So we've got a couple of Canadians in this game. Three walks, three strikeouts on the season for him to go along with a single. He's 1-for-7 on the year. The former Charlotte 49er. 0-1, Tavares off of second, the shortstop covering with the lefty McCabe at the plate, and this one is low, taken for a ball. I should say switch hitter McCabe. We've primarily seen him bat as a southpaw this year. Tavares has already gotten thrown out trying to steal third once this season, but he has a aggressive lead off of second. The pitch is outside, taken off the zone by McCabe, so the count goes to 2-1. No score in the first inning on this very pleasant Wednesday evening here at SRP Park. Third time's the charm. The 2-1. Swing and a miss by McCabe. Took a mighty hack at an 84-mile-an-hour changeup. And the count goes even at 2-2. 4, 5, and 6 due up in the top of the second for Down East. Tavares still dancing off of second after his leadoff double. The 2-2. Way off the plate, it goes in and out of the glove of Moeller, and Tavares will advance to third. We'll have to see how they score that. I think Moeller did a good job just to get his glove on it. We'll see if they go with a wild pitch or a pass ball. I would think that a pass ball would be very harsh on Moeller. So the count goes full with first base open. The infield comes in with one away. McCabe chokes up a little bit. The 3-2 is taken for a ball down low. So the Green Jackets have runners at the corners here with one away. For Ethan Werkinger. Werkinger, amongst active players on this Augusta roster, leads the way with 4 runs batted in 2 games. 4 of the team's 13 runs batted in. He was going for a 5th right there, but he takes a hearty cut and misses a slider outside. So McCabe on first, Tavares on second. The righty Werkinger going on the righty, Gessner on the mound. No score here, bottom of the first with one away. A double play
would get the Wood Ducks out of this one. Breaking ball again, very slow that time, 77 miles an hour, and Werkinger was out in front. Had a great talk with him yesterday before the game about his approach, and he hits fastball, but Gessner doesn't throw a traditional fastball, the 0-2. And again, he goes back to the well, three-pitch strikeout here for Werkinger, and there's two away as another breaking ball got him. And that's pretty much the only peril of being a fastball hitter. He told me he sits dead red. He waits for the fastball every time, and it's easier to adjust to a breaking ball that way, but got fooled that time. So two aboard and two away for Andrew Keck, who made his season debut last night with the bases loaded as a pinch hitter. Keck takes a first pitch sinker for a strike on the outside corner. He grounded into a double play, got one run home, but it was a golden chance. And he's got another one here. The 0-1, way outside, taken for a ball 1-1. Keck out of St. John Vianney High School in Kirkwood, Missouri. Played at Southeast Missouri State. Teammates there with Dylan Dodd, another player in the Braves organization. 1-1 the count. This pitch, a sinker, drilled over the bottom part of the zone for a strike. So 1-2 the count, runners at the corners. McCabe takes his lead off of first. The 1-2. Fouled off to the press box, and a great catch made by a fan directly to my right, maybe 5 feet away from me. And actually, she bobbled it and dropped it in the end. But good alertness nonetheless. We'll give her credit for that catch. So the count remains 1-2. The pitch. Good patience by Keck as he looks that one off in the dirt. Keck DHing tonight. The home plate umpire today is Shane Sullivan. The second base, or rather the base umpire, is Joshua Hulsey. The Green Jackets in their military appreciation jerseys. Green with camo piping. The Downeast Wood Ducks in camouflage jerseys. I'll describe them in better detail as the night goes on. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, as a sinker high in the zone gets Keck to strike out. So the Green Jackets strand two. It's a three-strikeout, five-batter inning for Gessner. I mean, go to the top of the second inning. No score here at SRP Park with the Wood Ducks coming out for the second time tonight when we come back.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the second inning coming up. 4, 5, and 6 due up to the plate for the Wood Ducks. Moeller, Figueroa, and Abby Ortiz are the players due up to bat this half inning. Leading it off is Ian Moeller, who has been raking as of late. Fourth rounder out of Dubuque, Iowa, which is a surprisingly good sports town. People might not know it, but Iowa has a couple really good sports towns. He steps in and takes a first pitch fastball for a strike from Shoemaker at 90 miles an hour. The 0-1 inside.
Moeller 3-for-7 with 2 doubles on that line. So 5 total bases for him on this young season. Formerly an LSU commit. Could have been part, in theory, of what is, in my mind, the most stacked roster in collegiate baseball this year, with 2 of the top 3 projected picks in the upcoming MLB draft. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Got him with another fastball that time at 90 on the inside corner. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. 3 straight fastballs as Dawson Diamond goes around the horn, and it's 4 up, 4 down so far for Adam Shoemaker. Glader Figueroa up to bat. Figueroa can absolutely rake. He has, or last year rather, in the Arizona Complex League, he had 9 home runs, which was 2nd in all of rookie ball. He takes a strike here. He impressed last night as well. The 0-1, breaking ball that time, fouled off to the top of the cage. Shoemaker working with really good pace here. We have a loose ball behind the cage, so the umpire grants time, and now everyone steps back in. 0-2 with 1 away to the lefty Figueroa, breaking ball outside, taken for a ball, 1-2. Infield shifted over towards first base, Tavares, the shortstop, right behind second base. The 1-2, taken low and away for a ball. Good eye by Figueroa. Abby Ortiz on deck will make his series debut this evening. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball hit up the middle. Tavares is right there, hardly has to move, and he fires on to Backstrom at first for the out. The second 6-3 put out of the day brings up Abby Ortiz. Ortiz, one of many left-hand batters in this lineup. They have gone with 4 lefties now in, rather 5 lefties tonight, 4 lefties last night. Ortiz, the lefty, steps in against lefty Shoemaker and takes a fastball at 92 for a strike. That's as fast as we've seen Shoemaker so far. The 0-1. Again, right down the middle with a fastball at 90 even. Ortiz hit 350 at Florida Southwestern State back in 2019 before his selection and signing. The 0-2, taken just low, 1-2. Florida Southwestern State plays in that incredibly competitive JUCO league down in Florida that produces tons of professional baseball players. The 1-2, swing and a miss and a breaking ball in the dirt. It's another 1-2-3 inning with a pair of strikeouts in this one for Adam Shoemaker. To the bottom of inning number 2 we go. The score, the Wood Ducks 0, the Green Jackets 0. Back in a flash, this is the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the second inning in this second game of 6 here this evening. Another second of 6 games this series between the Wood Ducks and the Green Jackets. These two teams will face off again, but not until the last week of the season. That is a 6-game series that will take place in Kinston, North Carolina. mentioned earlier about these Wood Ducks jerseys. And if you're watching on MILB TV, you can certainly see what I'm referencing. They are colored the same color that a hunter might wear on his jacket, or on their jacket, rather, going, perhaps, duck hunting, if you will. Sort of a leafy camouflage. Jair Casanova steps to the dish, and he'll take a first pitch changeup in the dirt for a ball 1-0. Casanova, out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela, had a good conversation with him. I'll tell you about in a second, as he grounds this one up the middle. Shortstop Colley ranging over, makes the tough play, throws on to first in time. Casanova goes down 6-3 on the second pitch he faces. But another player from Barquisimeto, Venezuela, was at one point the top prospect in minor league baseball, the former Toronto Blue Jay, Gabriel Moreno, who's now the starting catcher for the Diamondbacks. They were similar in age, but Moreno grew up about 10 minutes away from him, he said. And Mekhi Bakstrom steps to the plate and drills the first pitch to deep right field. Going back and making the catch on a line is Morobel, as a couple more inches towards the foul line and Bakstrom would have had extra bases. It's a line out to Morobel for the second out. And that'll bring up Dawson Diamond. Diamond, acquired by the Braves organization in a trade with Tampa Bay last spring. He played just 4 games last year, split between Gwinnett and Rome. And he takes the first pitch for a ball outside. Drafted in the late rounds by Tampa Bay back in 2018 out of Lancaster, California. The 1-0. Check swing. He went around, and it doesn't matter. The pitch was at the bottom of the zone. 1-1. The Green Jackets stranded a pair in the first. No score here, bottom of inning number 2. Gessner winds and fires. And Diamond sends this one on a line to right field. Morobel going back, and he makes the catch about 4 feet in front of the warning track. So a couple of loud contact, but nothing doing as the Green Jackets go down in order with a pair of flyouts to right and a ground out. 7-8-9 coming up when we come back. That's who's due up for Down East. No score through 2 innings. You're listening to the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
No score here through 2 innings as Adam Shoemaker returns to the mound for his 3rd inning of work. He'll have Andres Mesa, Connor Piotto, and Jefferson Espinal due up to bat in this top of the 3rd. The Green Jackets have the only hit of the game, and that came from the leadoff man Ambioris Tavares. We have a scoring change, by the way, going back to the first inning. For those of you who are keeping score at home, of which there might be zero, but it was indeed a wild pitch to Josh Gessner rather than a passed ball to Ian Moeller. 0-1 on Mesa as he swings and misses at the first pitch. The second pitch is flown into right field and it'll get out of play quickly, although Casanova, rather Celedonio, gave it a look. So 0-2. To Mesa, the pitch off the outside corner, taken for a ball. Just 30 pitches for Shoemaker through 2 full innings now. The 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Had him way out in front, and it's a third strikeout in the last four batters for Shoemaker. And Connor Piotto will come to the plate. We've got a rarity here in minor league baseball, Canadian on Canadian. In fact, Ontario native on Ontario native. The first pitch of the lefty Piotto is taken for a strike. Piotto out of Mississauga, Ontario. Saga, as it's called. The 0-1. Fouled off. Breaking ball. He was out in front, but just got that bat around in time. Undrafted free agent out of Wright State in Dayton, Ohio. He's down in the count 0-2. The pitch just missed low and away. So a couple of good old Ontario boys going at it here in the top of inning number 3 with no score. One away, and the 1-2 pitch taken low for a ball. Last year, Piotto played 13 games but split across all four levels of the minor league system. The 2-2, breaking ball again fouled off. And goes up into the furthest suite down the third baseline. The lefty Shoemaker gets the sign and the 2-2 pitch. Just missed on the inside corner. It was good enough that Diamond held it out just for an extra second. And the count goes full. The 3-2. Outside in the dirt for a ball. So the first base runner of the day for the Wood Ducks will bring up the 9-hitter, Jefferson Espinal. 0-for-4 on the season with a strikeout. The first arm is warming in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. Not a reflection on Shoemaker, but again, in this early part of the season, pitchers are pretty heavily restricted on how many they can throw, especially at the minor league level when they don't have the full spring training regimen to stretch them out. First pitch outside to Espinal, another lefty in this lineup. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Change up that time, 1-1. Espinal acquired from Arizona in the trade for Yanni Hernandez, who is now in the Dodgers organization at AAA. The 1-1, swing and a miss, went back to the inside part of the plate with the slider that time. It is fastball slider changeup for Shoemaker, who at 6'6", it's possible that he can get up to the mid-90s. Fairly soon. The 1-2 pitch is called third strike on the outside corner. As it is another strikeout, the fourth of the game, recorded by Shoemaker here in the third inning. That'll bring up Cam Cauley, who grounded out to third to begin the game. Piotto on first, no score, top of inning number 3. Cauley takes the first pitch, sends it to deep center field. Going back is Werkinger, but he stops a few feet in front of the warning track, and that will retire the side. So the Wood Ducks get their first base runner of the game, but stranded him at first, and three innings have passed, or rather 2.5 innings have passed, with no runs on the board. Green Jackets will send up 9-1-2 when we come back. You're listening to the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the third here at SRP Park. Still no score between the Wood Dogs and the Green Jackets. And that'll bring up Luis Moreno. Moreno makes his single-A debut tonight. Just joined the team yesterday, making the trip up from the complex, with EJ Exposito being placed on the temporarily inactive list. The righty Moreno takes a strike. Tavares and Celedonio, the top of the order, the other batters due up in this half inning. Moreno out of Venezuela stares down the 0-1 and takes a big swing and misses at a changeup that time, and it is 0-2. Wood Ducks picked up the win in last night's series opener as Gessner rocks back and forth on the mound. The 0-2. Check swing. They appeal to the first base umpire, and they say Moreno held up. So the count goes to 1-2. Gessner out of Sydney, Australia. Not the capital of Australia, as I learned today. The 1-2 is outside, taken for a ball, 2-2. That would be Canberra. If there are any Aussies watching this broadcast, just note that I know my geography. The 2-2. Up high, taken for a ball. Breaking ball got away that time. Gessner, thought of as being a sinker-slider kind of pitcher, has a lot of movement, a lot of run. Not the most velocity, but plenty of interesting stuff. The 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three at a fastball right down the middle, or a sinker, should we say, right down the middle. It's his fourth strikeout of the game in what has become a pitcher's duel here. And that'll bring up Ambioris Tavares, who has the hardest contact of the day so far. Doubled back in the first. And he takes the first pitch swinging, trying to replicate that, but swings over it. 0-1. No one on, one out. Bottom of the third. Tavares will take this one for a ball. 77-mile-an-hour curveball that time, but with 21 inches of horizontal break, which is quite a lot. The 1-1 on the inside corner for a strike. Gessner went outside with the breaking ball and then came back inside with a faster pitch, a straighter pitch. The 1-2. Tavares lays off it. It's a breaking ball in the dirt. The count goes even, 2-2. The pitch inside for a ball, 3-2. On a pitch that actually got just a little bit of that zone, but given how Gessner has been working away, especially with this breaking ball to a righty, didn't get the call that time. So the count goes full. The payoff pitch is crushed to left field. Going back on it is Espinal. He's at the track, and he's at the wall, and it is caught with his back to the wall. Espinal makes the play. He battles the sun and the reflection of the sun off the apartment complex in left center field, and he comes down with it. More extremely loud contact from Tavares. 100 miles an hour off the bat and 358 feet, and he fell probably 6 inches short of his first home run of the season. And Celedonio steps up to the plate and takes the first pitch up high for a ball. It'll go in the scorebook as a loud F7. So two away. The one out of Celedonio. Well, allegedly that one missed for a ball. And it's 2-0. Two away, no score. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Sinker that time, low and away. Believe that Shoemaker's night is done following three innings. We'll have a relief pitcher coming in the top of the inning. Celedonio takes a ball outside, so the count goes to 3-1. Infield and outfield both deep. The 3-1 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. That's a great pitch there. If Gessner can harness that sinker and work low and away to righties and find the zone, it's almost unhittable. The payoff pitch is just outside. And Celedonio shows excellent patience and earns his fourth walk of the season. He's 1-for-7 on the year now, but with five strikeouts and four walks, has still found a way to get aboard. And that'll bring up another batter who walked already in this one, David McCabe. McCabe out of Oshawa, Ontario. First pitch swinging for McCabe. Hit into the alley. Going over to it is Morobel, and he will make the catch, calling off Blackman in center. And that retires the side. To the top of the fourth we go. Relief pitcher likely coming in for the Green Jackets. We'll have more when we come back. No score here at SRP Park between the Green Jackets and the Down East Wood Ducks. Top of the fourth, Seth Keller into the game for the Green Jackets, making his season debut. Taking a big hack at this one is Blackman, and making the catch in center field for the Green Jackets is Workinger. Some loud contact there. But Blackman flies out for the second time today. And that'll bring up Jason Morobel. But Seth Keller on the mound is a top prospect in this Braves organization. Another high school arm selected by the Green Jackets. Rather, selected by the Braves, excuse me. Showing bunt and pulling it back, but not in time, is Morobel. He'll take a strike. Keller, the righty, has some serious gas. Sixth rounder in last year's draft. Breaking ball grounded to first. Backstrom plays it on two hops. Overhands it to Keller, who uses two hands to secure that toss. So 3-1, Morobel is retired. And that'll bring up Ian Moeller. Catcher, number 35, Ian Moeller. Keller initially an Old Dominion commit, signed for a much over-slot fee out of Hanover High School in Mechanicsville, Virginia, and had some just truly dominant numbers his senior year. 6-0 with an 0.58 ERA. He also hit almost 600. First pitch to Morobel is in tight for a ball. 1-0. He pitched just two games, an inning apiece, in the complex last year. The 1-0. In for a strike at 91. Keller is still quite young. He's only 18 years old. He'll turn 19 in about a month and a half. The 1-1. Grounded off the end of the bat with a slider that time at 84. He's already hitting the mid-90s. Like we talked about on the broadcast last night, typically pitchers can put on 1 to 2 miles an hour a year. Especially at a young age. And he has potential to get it maybe to triple digits. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball right down the middle, froze him, called strike three. Three up, three down, as we head to the bottom of the fourth. No score between the Green Jackets and the Down East Wood Ducks.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Like we talked about on the... Bottom of the fourth, Ethan Werkinger at the plate as we get things underway here as he takes a ball from Gessner. 47 pitches for Gessner through three innings. Still just the one hit allowed. The 1-0. Taken low for a ball. Werkinger struck out swinging on three pitches his first time up, and he's laid off the first two he's seen here today. Rather, in this at-bat. Werkinger has had some clutch hits over the first two games. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. He's out in front that time. And it goes to 2-1. 86 miles an hour. We haven't really seen Gessner hit over 90. The 2-1. Grounded foul into the Green Jackets' dugout. Didier Fuentes, last night's starter, was the player who nearly made that catch in the dugout. And the count goes even 2-2. Outfield back. The pitch is driven to shallow center field. Going out for it is Mesa, the second baseman. He'll give way to the center fielder Blackman, who comes in to make the catch. Werkinger is retired for the first out in the fourth. And that'll bring up Andrew Keck. Keck, a 10th rounder in last year's draft. DHing today. Has a tremendous walk-up song. And he'll take the first pitch, curveball for a strike. It is Wizards and Wands night here at the ballpark. So Augie, the mascot, is in a robe. The 0-1 to Keck inside for a ball, 1-1. As with last night, it's a very pleasant evening here at SRP Park. The 1-1, taken low. Good frame job by Moeller, but couldn't get it up in time. And the home plate umpire did not give the pitcher the benefit of the doubt. No arms warming for Down East, who are content to stretch out their starters a little bit more than Augusta. The 2-1, driven to left field. Again going back is Espinal. He stops at the warning track. He looks up and makes the catch directly in front of the LED in left center field. And for the third time today, the Green Jackets hit a flyout 1 or 2 feet away from leaving the yard. And unfortunately for the Green Jackets, it'll still go down in the book as an F7. But we get the benefit of the numbers here, and that one went 348 feet. As Casanova steps up and fouls the first pitch back and out of play. Oh and one with no one on, and Casanova takes a ball. Still no score here in the fourth inning. The 1-1, grounded to third, played nicely by Figueroa. His throw across the diamond is skipped in, but it's snagged well by Ortiz. And the Green Jackets go down in order for the second time tonight. 5-3 goes Casanova, and to the fifth inning we go. Figueroa, Ortiz, and Mesa do up next when we return for the Down East Wood Ducks. No score between Down East and Augusta. You're listening to the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile.
Broadcast last night.
Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Top of the fifth inning here at SRP Park as the Wood Ducks come to the plate. Figueroa, Ortiz, and Mesa, a combined 0 for 3 in this one, do up as Seth Keller returns to the bump. Infield shifts over to the first base side for the lefty, Figueroa. He grounded out to short his first time up. Fouls off the first pitch. He grounded out to Tavares the first time up, but Tavares, the shortstop, is playing right behind second base. Just like in Major League Baseball this year, two infielders on each side of second, and the heels have to be on the infield dirt. The shift ban. The 0-1 is fouled off. The count goes to 0-2 with no one on and no one out. The pitch is a fastball at 92 out of the zone, taken for a ball. K Keller again had those two innings down in the complex last year after signing. The 1-2 pitch fouled off to the same place as he fouled off the second pitch of the at-bat. It bounces off the suite window and is caught by a fan in the fourth row of the lower bowl. So remains a two-strike count, 1-2. Lefty on righty. The righty Keller winds and fires, and it's lined into the alley for the first base hit of the game for the Wood Ducks. Going for two is Figueroa. The throw comes in, sliding in is Figueroa. He takes out the shortstop covering Tavares, and he is in safely.
First baseman number 16, Abby Ortiz.
So the first base runner of the day, rather the first hit of the day for the Wood Ducks is Figueroa, and he's at second for Abby Ortiz. Each side now with one hit, as we are in the top of the fifth inning with no score. The lefty Ortiz at the dish. The pitch is shatters his bat. It's flown to the shortstop. Tavares is still waiting for it, and he will make the catch. The bat looks like it fractured right down the handle and remains in one piece, but the bat boy picks it up and gives it the same inspection I was trying to from about 40 feet away. I think he came to the same conclusion I did. You could just tell at the sound of that bat that it cracked. And Andres Mesa, who struck out to Adam Shoemaker back in the second inning, is at the dish. The pitch is grounded foul down the third baseline. It goes off the hands of Carlos Maldonado, the manager, who, as most minor league baseball managers do, is also acting as the third base coach. Julio Valdez and Brian Pozos are the other two, the pitching coach and the hitting coach on this staff. The 0-1 to Mesa is fouled off, this time down the first baseline. Nick Jansen and Ruben Sosa are the development coaches on this Wood Ducks team. Neil Ori is the athletic trainer. Brett Platts is the strength and conditioning coach. 0-2 on Mesa. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a changeup for strike three. The second strikeout of the game for Seth Keller as Mesa fans for the second time, and that'll bring up Connor Piotto. Glader Figueroa led off the fifth inning with a double. And he is the second base runner to reach for this Down East team today. Piotto walked in the third. And he takes a curveball. Excellent curveball there. It froze him for a strike. That's the pitch that he used to strike out Moeller looking after going fastball, fastball. 82 miles an hour on that breaking ball. The 0-1. Fastball grounded to Tavares at short. He fields it on one hop and languidly throws on to first for the out that retires the side. The Wood Ducks get their first hit of the game, but strand him at second as the Green Jackets are coming up in the bottom of the fifth. Backstrom, Diamond, and Moreno. The trio due up when we come back. No score between the Wood Ducks and the Green Jackets. You're listening to Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
bottom of the fifth here between the Wood Ducks and Green Jackets. No score. Mekhi Backstrom leading it off. 7-8-9 due up. Backstrom lined out sharply to right on a hard hit ball in his first time up. He'll take the first pitch outside for a ball. We do have a little bit of movement in the Wood Ducks bullpen. The 1-0 to Backstrom is driven to right field and deep. It's home run distance, but it is well foul. 104 miles an hour off the bat. Mekhi Backstrom last year hit one of the hardest balls in low A at 118 miles an hour off the bat. He has a ton of raw power. The 1-1, swing and a miss. He went to a faster pitch than we've seen all night. That one was 91. More of an orthodox fastball look with not that much run and not that much break. And the 1-2 is bounced in and off the chest plate of Moeller. Backstrom will scoop it over towards the dugout. We've got a conversation going on here between the home plate umpire and the pitcher, Gessner. I believe it's because the home plate umpire didn't have enough balls to actually throw one back, so he had to just hand one himself. Not sure about that one, but nonetheless, the count is 2-2. No score, bottom of the fifth. Backstrom, the imposing lefty, looking out at Gessner. The 2-2 lifted to right center field. Going out on it is the second baseman, Mesa. Morobel calls him off, and Morobel makes the catch. So Backstrom flies into and out in right field for the second time tonight, and that'll bring up Dawson Diamond. Diamond made some loud contact in the second inning when he flew out to right as well. Moreno on deck. The first pitch to Diamond is swung on and missed, a breaking ball across the heart of the zone. Outfield at medium depth, infield is back with no one on and one out. And Gessner calls time and steps off the mound. And he will use one of his mound visits here as the catcher Moeller comes out. The pitch to Diamond is taken low for a ball. The 1-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball outside. The scoreboard says 2-2, but we've got an automatic ball called, so it is indeed a 2-2 count to Diamond. As this pitch is low and in the dirt, and it gets all the way to the backstop, so the count goes full. I believe Gessner tried to call timeout before that second pitch, but didn't get it off in time, or it wasn't granted in time, so they gave him the pitch clock violation instead. So a full count with one away in the bottom of the fifth. And the 3-2 pitch. Called third strike, and Diamond knew it. A breaking ball on the inside part of the plate, and there's two away. The fifth strikeout of the day for Gessner, who has allowed just the one hit so far. Tavares led it off with a base hit, but he has surrendered just two base runners since then. But his night is going to come to an end now, as he gets through 4 2/3 innings, and that will do it for him this evening. We'll have a pitching change when we come back. You're listening to the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be.
Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I'd love to collapse with you and ease you against this song. I think we're compatible. I see that you think I'm wrong. But anytime will do, my love. Anytime will do. No choice of words will break me from this
room. Back here in the bottom of the fifth, Luis Moreno is at the dish, facing a new pitcher, as a fastball is in for a strike at 94. Second fastball comes in for a strike as well. The pitcher is Leandro Lopez, number 45, standing at 6 feet 1 inches tall. Has some good velo, and the 0-2 pitch off the outside corner for a ball 1 and 2. International free agent signing 2 years ago from Bonao on the beautiful island nation of the Dominican Republic. The 1-2 curveball is just high, 77 miles an hour. It's about a 17 mile an hour differential between his fastball and his breaking ball. No one on, two away, no score in the bottom of the fifth. The 1-2 pitch is up high. Moreno takes a ball. He struck out swinging his first time up, but he's now seen 10 pitches tonight. Gessner's night is done with 5 strikeouts, 4 2/3 innings pitched, and just the 1 hit allowed. The 2-2, right down the middle, called third strike at 95 miles an hour. The Green Jackets go down in order for the second straight time and for the third time today, courtesy of a pair of backwards K's. To the sixth we go with no score. It is Green Jackets nothing, Wood Ducks nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. At SRP, all loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Top of the sixth inning here, no score at SRP Park. Wood Ducks at the plate, Keller on the mound. First pitch, breaking ball, in for a ball. Espinal at the dish, 9-1-2 due up for Down East in this half inning. The 1-0 in for a strike with another breaking ball, 1-1. Espinal struck out looking his first time up. Keller, through two innings of work, has allowed just the one batter to reach with a pair of strikeouts so far as well. The 1-1 is flown foul down the left field line and over towards the berm, lands in the third row. Collie and Blackman, the other hitters, due up this half inning. No action in the Augusta bullpen. The 1-2. Fouled and, well, the throw goes out to first. They say he's out. It looked like he fouled it off, but they'll say it was a swinging strike instead. So it's a strikeout for Espinal, his second of the day. 2-3 on the putout. My apologies. Swore I heard the crack of the bat there. And that'll bring up Cam Cauley. For those of you who tuned in last night, you might notice that my voice is a lot better sounding, but a lot deeper. I am still in the process of recovering from that spring cold. Cauley takes a breaking ball in for a strike. Yesterday I was a lot sicker than I am today, so on the mend, and appreciate folks bearing with me. I promise that these broadcasts are only going to get better as the year goes on. The 0-1 pitch, squaring around to bunt and laying down a beauty, but it rolls foul as Cauley. It landed on the cutout on the infield grass, and it looked like it was going to nestle in, for it was going to be a very hard play for the righty Dawson Diamond behind the plate. But it spins foul instead. And the count goes for 0-2. Cauley has what is described by Baseball America as plus-plus speed. So on a 20 to 80 rating scale, he's at 70. Which is thought of as being truly elite. But he's down in the count 0-2, and he takes a fastball up and away. A little bit too much run on that one there from Keller, and the count goes to 1-2. Cauley, one of the top-ranked prospects in this Rangers organization, faces down the 1-2 pitch. It is just off the inside corner. Good eye by Cauley. That pitch was indeed down and in just a little bit. And the count goes even 2-2. No score here, top of inning number 6. One hit for each team. In the game that has flown by. The 2-2, breaking ball lined into center field for a base hit. It'll get down, and picking it up is Werkinger. It'll be a single for Cauley, who is immediately a stolen base threat, especially in a game where base runners have been few and far between. He is just the third man to reach base today for Down East and the fifth man to reach base for either team in the top of the sixth inning. And JoJo Blackman comes up to the plate. Cauley has a four-step lead at first. Tavares, the shortstop, and the runner goes. The pitch is a fastball in for a strike. The throw down is not in time. It goes off of Tavares' glove, and Cauley will get to third comfortably. It'll be a stolen base and likely a error as Cauley gets into scoring position. He had the base stolen easily. Tavares had the ball come in and out of his glove. And the left fielder Casanova didn't get to it in time, and Cauley had good awareness there to get down to third. The first base runner to reach third base for the Wood Ducks today. The count is 0-1 with Blackman at the dish. And he'll take a breaking ball on the outside corner for a ball. Off the outside corner, that is, for a ball. The 1-1. Fastball misses for a ball, 2-1. Blackman did show bunt earlier. He also showed bunt yesterday. The infield is in. With one away in the top of the sixth, and Cauley at third. 2-1, breaking ball in for a strike. They charge a throwing error to Dawson Diamond, so the stolen base for Cauley, he advances to third on the error. And a 2-2 count to Blackman, with Keller looking into Diamond for the sign. The pitch, swing and a miss and a breaking ball, strike three, and now there's two away. The fourth strikeout recorded by Seth Keller. Shoemaker started the game for the Green Jackets, went three innings without allowing a hit, walked one, and struck out four. And now Jason Morabell comes to the dish, and he'll take a first pitch fastball up and in for a ball 1-0. Morabell, a pair of groundouts today to short and to first. With the go-ahead run at third and the sixth, the 1-0. Where did that one miss? It's called a ball. That one looked like it was comfortably in the zone from my vantage point here, about 30 feet above and to the right of home plate. But it's a 2-0 count. The pitch, breaking ball right down the middle for a strike, 2-1. No one holding Colley on at third with two away, and the shift on as well. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. He was way out in front at a changeup. Must have been sitting fastball, and the count goes even 2-2. 82-mile-an-hour changeup that time. He's shown really good use, as Seth Keller, of all three pitches in his arsenal, fastball, changeup, and curveball alike. And the 2-2 pitch, fastball fouled off, hard hit, but well out of play down the left field line and into the garage. No velocity drop-off for Keller, still sitting 92 with his fastball. We've seen it as high as 92.9 tonight on the gun. And the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, grounded to third. McCabe plays it on a hop. He will fire across the diamond in plenty of time to make the out that retires the side. He strands a runner at third, does Seth Keller, and to the bottom of the sixth we go. No score between the Wood Ducks and Green Jackets with 1-2 and 3. Tavares, Celedonio, and McCabe due up when we return. This is the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the sixth at SRP Park. Still no score between the Green Jackets and Wood Ducks. Last night's game was a 6-5 thriller. The Green Jackets loaded the bases down three with no one out in the ninth inning. They got two runs home, but stranded the tying run at third base. No score in this one. In the bottom of the sixth, Tavares at the dish. And he will pop the first pitch up out of play, back towards us here in the press box. And it lands in the sweep to our right and bounces off the tripod right in front of my window. Wow, if I had a little bit more awareness, I might have been able to get to that. But instead it's strike one. The 0-1 to Tavares is a breaking ball out on the outside corner for a strike. So 0-2. Taken for a ball. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, fastball misses high. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball misses high, 3-2. It is Leandro Calderon on the mound. Listed on the roster as Leandro Lopez, which caused a bit of confusion between the various computer staffs. He misses about 3 feet above the zone with a 3-2 fastball, and Tavares is on board. So the leadoff man is aboard here. As is often the case around minor league baseball, broadcasters are asked to do more than just broadcasting. That often also includes communicating with the game stringers, the official scorer, the press box. So that's why there was the delay in that last at-bat as we tried to figure out exactly who was on the mound. It is indeed Leandro Calderon, listed on their roster as Leandro Lopez, who fires in a ball to Celedonio, 1-0. Tavares off of first. Calderon spent last year split across the two teams in the Dominican Summer League. He fires in high with a fastball, so five straight balls here. Giancarlos Lara is beginning to warm for the Green Jackets in the bullpen down the left field line, as now we have a meeting with the pitching coach and all the infield members here to just calm down Calderon, perhaps. Celedonio 0-for-1, struck out looking in the first, walked in the third. He was the last base runner to reach before Tavares at first. Tavares has a huge lead off of first right now. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Celedonio takes a green light hack at a pitch that was not a strike. And the count goes to 2-1. So a little bailout there for Calderon. Again, a big lead for Tavares. The pickoff throw comes over, but Tavares is wise to it, and he gets back in safely. Tavares off of first wears the glove for protection on his left hand, and the batting glove still on his right. The 2-1, Tavares is going. It's a fastball, and it's fouled off out of play. Tavares had that base stolen. But the hit and run put on, and unsuccessfully for now. So 2-2 on Celedonio. Taking a big lead is Tavares, and he goes again. The pitch is low. It gets away from the catcher. Tavares takes second. He's going for third. Now he's caught in two minds and will retreat to second. Wisely there, as Moeller came up with that ball. It took a hard ricochet off the 3-foot rubber wall behind home plate. So Tavares should get credited with a stolen base here, given that he was off with the pitch, even though the pitch did get away. And the count goes full on Celedonio as Calderon on the mound tries to avoid a second straight walk. Tavares again dancing around. The payoff pitch is way out of the zone. It gets away. It's going to go to the backstop. Tavares goes to third, and they will put the brakes on him there as Celedonio gets on his horse and takes first base on the walk. He looked like he was waiting to see where that ball ricocheted, as if to give instruction to Tavares at third. But the Green Jackets have a runner on first and a runner on third with no one out for David McCabe. For the second time today, the Green Jackets have two aboard. And with a pitcher on the mound in Calderon, who has lost control of the strike zone here in the bottom of the sixth, McCabe takes a first pitch fastball right down the heart of the plate. Celedonio at first. He walks for the second time today. Give him 5 walks on the season in 3 games. As the 0-1 pitch, breaking ball is inside and low for a ball, 1-1. Action in both bullpens now. Lara Looks like he's ready to go for the Green Jackets, potentially in the top of the seventh. The 1-1 pitch is driven foul, sliced off the end of the bat down the left field line and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Now, this is a good running count if you are the type to potentially try maybe a double steal or some sort of shenanigan. The 1-2 is up and away with a fastball, 2-2. 92 miles an hour there on that heater. Calderon was running it up to 94 back in the fifth when he first came into the game in relief of Gessner. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. He took a big hack at it and was over the top as McCabe fans for the fourth time this year. So first and third with one away for Ethan Werkinger. Werkinger, the only batter on the Green Jackets to record a hit in each of the first two games. Check swings at the first offering and holds up on a fastball well up high. So it's 1-0. No score, bottom of the sixth. Three hits split 2-1 in favor of the Wood Ducks between the two teams. Calderon's pitch is inside for a ball 2-0. Celedonio takes his lead off of first. Tavares dancing around off of third. The 2-0 pitch is popped up, foul out of play, behind the catcher. It will clang off the roof of SRP Park. Last night, a sellout. 4,812 fans here. Tonight, probably somewhere in the mid-threes. Opening night was a resounding success in every way but on the scoreboard. The 2-1 pitch to Werkinger is flown foul down the right field line, this time out of play. So the count goes to 0-2. Celedonio, big lead at first. He's going. Breaking ball way up high, and he will steal second successfully. And that will put two in scoring position. Celedonio with a stolen base. And now there are runners at second and third with a full count to the cleanup hitter, Werkinger. Andrew Keck on deck, still looking for his first hit of the year. The payoff pitch coming to Werkinger. Breaking ball, swing and a miss as Werkinger fans for the second time. Back-to-back strikeouts from Calderon has him one batter away from getting out of the inning. And that'll bring up Keck with two aboard and two away.
Now batting number nine, Andrew Keck.
Two aboard, and Keck will take a first pitch breaking ball in the lower part of the zone for a strike. Some of the fans thought that was low, but Keck didn't seem to have any problem with it. And as a catcher, you trust his judgment. The 0-1 breaking ball inside, 1-1. He's had good success as Calderon on the mound, going to the breaking ball when the fastball sort of disappeared on him at the start of this inning. Two walks followed by two strikeouts. The 1-1 is fouled off back towards me. I might have a play on this one, and it hits off the microphone right in front of me. Oh, man, was that close. Maybe 5 feet away as that one hit the microphone, our crowd microphone. If the window had been open instead of closed, might have flown right into our board. Instead, it's a 1-2 pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. One of the goals this year is to catch one of those foul balls, but plenty of time for it. 2-2 to Keck with two in scoring position, breaking ball way up high, 3-2. Jair Casanova, with two groundouts today, is on deck. Tavares off of third, Celedonio off of second, and the payoff pitch is grounded. Oh, great play instead on a line, rather, made by Calderon right up the middle on a ball that was nearly headed for the outfield, but it's a line out instead to the pitcher, Calderon.
The answer to tonight's
and that will retire the side. So L1 Keck is retired to the seventh we go with no score in this one. 4-5-6 coming up for the visiting Wood Ducks when we come back. You're listening to Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here at SRP Park, we've got a pitching change for the Green Jackets. As making his season debut is John Carlos Lara. John Carlos Lara getting work today as the third pitcher in the lineup. Signed as an international free agent 2 years ago out of San Cristobal, República Dominicana. Just 20 years old. One of the younger pitchers on this roster. And he will have a meeting here on the mound as I believe he fractured the gloving of his, or the webbing of his glove. They're inspecting him right now on the mound. And Seth Keller tosses him a glove from the dugout. All the infielders and both umpires are conferring here around John Carlos Lara, right around the stripe. I believe it's because there was an issue with the webbing of his first glove. And with another glove in hand, Lara returns to the mound. The righty Lara checks in at 6'3", slender, and he will have Moeller, Figueroa, and Ortiz, the heart of the order, 4, 5, and 6, here in the top of the seventh. Moeller has struck out twice tonight. Dawson Diamond is talking to the home plate umpire here. I believe he's going to get two more warm-up pitches here because of the glove issue. So Lara fires in a first warm-up pitch, and the second warm-up pitch is in for a strike as well. And now perhaps a third warm-up pitch is incoming. It is outside for a ball. So the imaginary 1-2 count will now be waved away as the batter comes up. Moeller steps back into the batter's box, and we get down to business. Here in the top of the seventh with no score, Lara's first official pitch is driven into left field, a base hit. It is fielded on one hop by Casanova. One pitch, one swing, and one base for Ian Moeller. And the leadoff man is aboard here in the top of the seventh. Gleyder Figueroa up to the plate. He doubled back in the fifth and then was stranded at second. Moeller at first. Pickoff throw comes over here early on in the count, and diving back in safely is Moeller. Just the third hit of the day for the Wood Ducks, coming in the top of the seventh inning. And the pitch. Fastball in for a strike, 0-1. 93 miles an hour on that one on the inside part of the plate. 308 in the nascent stages of this season for Figueroa. Mekhi Backstrom holding on Moeller at first. The rest of the infield shifted to first. The 0-1. Fastball, ooh, hits him on the ankle. That'll be a painful one. 94 miles an hour and about 3 feet off the plate as wearing it is Figueroa. So Moeller goes to second and Figueroa goes to first and Abby Ortiz, 0-for-2, comes up to bat. Ortiz, the lefty, struck out in the second and popped out in the fifth. So two aboard with no one out in a scoreless game in the seventh. The first pitch to Ortiz just misses inside for a ball. 93-mile-an-hour heater for Lara. Short leads off of second and first for Moeller and Figueroa. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed at 94. Moeller singled on the first pitch of the inning. Figueroa walked, or rather was hit by a pitch. And the count is now 1-1 to Ortiz. The pitch too low, 2-1. Ortiz now 2-for-9 on the season with 3 strikeouts. But a 2-1 count here, so advantage hitter with 2 aboard. He squares to bunt and lays it down. Lara plays it. Oh, but he slips while trying to field it, and it'll go off his cleat down the third base line, and everyone will be safe as losing his footing is Lara, and the bases are loaded with no one out. The pitching coach, Wes McGuire, will come out to the mound now as we await the scoring. I would imagine that would be an error on Lara, which would be the second error of the game on the Green Jackets. But before we get that, Moeller goes to third, Figueroa goes to second, and Ortiz is at first with no outs in a scoreless game. When the bases are loaded with no one out, the average team across Major League Baseball in the last decade scores 2.3 runs. Just based on all situations the last 10 years. They have scored a sacrifice bunt for Ortiz with an error, a fielding error on Lara. And the righty Mesa at the dish with the bases juiced and no one out. And he'll take a breaking ball in for a strike. So E1, Ortiz reaches. And Mesa has an 0-1 count. Go-ahead run at third. The 0-1 pitch grounded to third. Fielded by McCabe. He throws to home for one. The throw to first is not in time. So the Green Jackets get one out on the 5-2 fielder's choice. Moeller is erased coming to the plate. Figueroa goes to third. Ortiz to second. And Mesa replaces Ortiz at first. The smart play there made by McCabe, because now a double play gets you out of the inning. So bases loaded and one away. And a first pitch curveball in for a strike to Connor Piotto. A walk and a ground out for Piotto today. A 0-1 with the bases loaded in a scoreless game, top of the seventh. The pitch is just up high. Breaking ball missed at the top of the zone. Short lead off of third. The 1-1 bounces in. It gets behind the catcher, Diamond. The third of the plate is not going to come, and sliding in safely is Figueroa, and a wild pitch will give the Wood Ducks the lead. Both base runners advance, so Ortiz comes to third, Mesa comes to second. Not a clean inning for Giancarlos Lara on the mound. He gives the first pitch single, then a hit by pitch, then an error on Lara before a ground out and then a wild pitch. So it's 1-0 Wood Ducks. And we've got a pitch clock violation on the pitcher, which will make it a 3-1 count. Lara looking a little bit out of sorts right now, but no one warming in the bullpen. The 3-1 down the middle for a strike, 3-2. Piotto's still at the dish, but now with two runners in scoring position instead of the bases loaded. The 3-2 fouled off. 93 mile an hour fastball there, top of the zone. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss out of the glove. And I'm not sure if they're calling a foul ball or what. Cody Gabella at the edge of the dugout, the manager for this Green Jackets team, is not pleased. I think they're calling a foul ball. But Piotto at bat didn't think so, and he was halfway to the dugout, and so they bring him back to the batter's box to do the 3-2 count all over again. The payoff pitch hits him. So the bases are reloaded here. It's the second hit by pitch of the inning. Piotto to first, staying at third is Ortiz, and staying at second is Mesa. So Espinal, the nine man, comes up to bat. One away in the top of the seventh. 1-0. The Wood Ducks on top, but threatening for more with the bases loaded. Espinal takes a first pitch curveball for a ball. Two strikeouts for Espinal, one swinging, one looking. Infield slightly shifted to the first base side. The 1-0, swing and a miss at a fastball at 94. One run on three hits so far for the Wood Ducks. And the 1-1 pitch is fouled off. And it goes back to the cage. So the count is 1-2. Lara looking to escape a jam of his own creation. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. He goes to run to first, but the base is occupied, so it is a swinging strikeout. And now there's two away.
Shortstop, number four, Cam Cawley.
It's a hat trick of strikeouts for Espinal. And Cam Cawley, who singled his last time up, steps up to the dish. He's 1-for-3 a ground out, a fly out, and that single. He stole base. Rather, he stole second base and then reached third on a throwing error to the catcher. First pitch, swing and a miss. It gets just away from Diamond, but he goes and picks it up. So the count goes to 0-1. Just the one hit for the Green Jackets so far in this one. Through six frames of offense. Bases loaded for Down East with two away and the 0-1 count to the leadoff hitter, Colley. The 0-1 on the outside corner for a strike with a breaking ball. Lara on the mound trying to strand three runs here with the bases loaded and two away in a one-run game in the top of the seventh. The 0-2 pitch grounded to third. McCabe will field it, throw to first in time to retire the side. So the Green Jackets weather the storm with five runners reaching base, but only one of them scoring, courtesy of some hit by pitches and a single. But one run scores on the wild pitch, and we head to the bottom of the seventh with the score Down East 1. Augusta 0. We'll keep it here for the seventh inning stretch on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Now, fans, it's time for the North Augusta Chiropractic seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and sing along to the favorite baseball classic. It's Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Bottom of inning number 7 coming up here from Augusta. The Wood Ducks got the first run of the game in the top of the inning on a wild pitch. Casanova, Backstrom, and Diamond due up here. Remaining on the mound is Calderon. And the first pitch is a fastball in for a strike. Casanova so far today, two groundouts. The 0-1, breaking ball about 2 feet off the plate that Casanova whiffs on. That pitch was 74 miles an hour and about 74 inches away from being a strike. The 0-2, time is called. The pitch comes in anyways, but Casanova, I believe, called time before that. So it remains 0-2. Calderon already up to now 36 pitches through an inning and a third with three strikeouts in that time. The 0-2, way up high, buzzes the towers as Casanova loses his helmet and runs halfway back to the Green Jackets dugout. So 1-2 the count. Breaking ball, swung on and missed strike three. Make it four strikeouts now of the five outs recorded by Leandro Calderon out of the bullpen. And now Mekhi Backstrom comes to the plate. Backstrom takes the first pitch for a strike. Some hard contact for Backstrom tonight. The 0-1, he holds off on a rising fastball just out of the zone, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, drops into the bottom of the zone for a strike. Crowd doesn't like it. Backstrom at 6'5 has a bigger strike zone than most. The 1-2, breaking ball way high, 2-2. No one warming anymore in either bullpen. The 2-2. Curveball right down the middle, called strike three. Backstrom will walk back to the dugout slowly, frustrated perhaps at maybe sitting fastball there on that two-strike count. So Dawson Diamond steps to the plate. He's 0 for 2. Five strikeouts now in two full innings for Calderon. The Green Jackets have mustered up just the one hit so far. First pitch in for a strike to Diamond. 93 on the fastball. The 0-1 fastball in the bottom of the zone for a strike. The 0-2, driven to right center field, has a chance to drop. It will get down in the alley. Diamond hits first, is heading for two. No one's covering second base with a shortstop and second baseman both out as the cutoff man. And Diamond has his first hit of the year with a double to the warning track. We have a pitch clock violation on Moreno for not getting set in time. So he will start down 0-1, the 9-hitter with two strikeouts today. Before even facing a pitch, is down 0-1 in the count. He takes a fastball very high, and the count evens up at 1. Moreno just arrived on Monday evening from the complex down in Florida. Playing at second base, making his Augusta debut tonight. The 1-1. Breaking ball, they call it a strike. That pitch was 3 inches outside of the zone, which we know, courtesy of our Hawkeye technology. That's neither here nor there. So the count is 1-2 to Moreno. Diamond on second. The pitch is a breaking ball right down the middle, called third strike. It is a hat trick of strikeouts for Luis Moreno, and make it now 6 strikeouts for Leandro Calderon in 2 1/3 innings of work. To the 8th inning we go. Wood Ducks on top, 1-0 in a pitcher's duel in Augusta. You're listening to the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
top of the eighth inning at SRP Park. One-run game. Two, three, and four. Blackman, Morobel, and Moeller due up in the top of the eighth. First pitch swinging for Blackman, fouled out of play. Blackman is 0 for 11 on the season with 7 strikeouts, including one back in the sixth. No action in the Green Jackets bullpen. Lara got through an inning of work but needed 22 pitches to do it. The 0-1, swing and a miss, rather fouled back off the handle of the bat, just got a tiny piece of it on its way by. One run on three hits with no errors for Down East. No runs on two hits with two errors for the Green Jackets. The 0-2, taken for a ball, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, curveball, in for a strike on the inside corner. So second strikeout of the game for Blackman, who is struggling a little bit here in the early part of the season, but still plenty of time to get things straightened out. And that'll bring up Jason Morobel. Three groundouts for him today. Infield shifted over for the lefty. Lara winds and fires, and his first pitch curveball is way outside, taken for a ball. The one run of the game came on a wild pitch in the top of the seventh. The 1-0 bounced in there. Lara did hit two batters as well in the seventh. In his first outing of the year, and for many of these players going all the way through until tomorrow, it's still the first outing of the year. So it's still the first time playing in front of a crowd in a long time. The 0-2, or rather the 2-0 pitch grounded foul, 2-1. Spencer Schwellenbach gets the start tomorrow, his second outing of the year. The only two pitchers yet to feature on the active roster. Rob Griswold and Chad Bryant. The 2-1. Taken high, he lays off a high fastball at 95, and it goes to 3-1. So as we get into Friday and Saturday's games, then we'll start to get a better feel for the players who have good feels as the 3-1 pitch misses inside for a ball. It's always hard in the early part of the season, I think for pitchers more so than hitters, to get your rhythm and the choppy start to this season. The Green Jackets played last Thursday night, were rained out on Friday, had a doubleheader rained out Saturday, and then didn't play until Tuesday. So you're adjusting to life in a new place, you're adjusting to the new rhythms, and it just takes a little bit of time. And that's true, I think, for players on at any level of minor league baseball. The first pitch from Lara to Moeller is bounced in. It's blocked well by Diamond. Two stolen bases on the season for Morobel at first. He walks for the fifth time this year. He's shown good discipline on the season. The 1-0 is popped up to shallow right field. It comes into the infield. The first baseman calling for it, and Backstrom, the first baseman, will make the catch, waving off the second baseman, Moreno. And there are two away. And Cleider Figueroa, who has the only run of the game, steps to the dish. Figueroa is also the Bojangles bow batter of the game, which means if he strikes out, the fans all get free biscuits from Bojangles, and he takes a hearty chop at the first pitch and is nowhere close. 0-1. May be able to hear the PA announcer here. And the fans chanting for biscuits. I have to confess, I had my first ever real biscuit a few weeks ago. The 0-1 pitch in for a strike. growing up in Boston, it's not exactly a culinary haven for Southern cuisine, but I had a home-baked biscuit 2 weeks ago, and it changed my life for the better. 0-2 to Figueroa. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Laura strikes out two in the inning. Sends the fans to Bojangles with some biscuits and sends us to the bottom of the eighth inning with the score. The Down East Wood Ducks won. The Augusta Green Jackets zero. Back in a flash on the Augusta Green Jackets radio network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Open me up, I let down my defense. Swore that I wouldn't go falling again. I could be faded with somebody new. Rather be sober at home, just us two. I make my own rules.
Bottom of the eighth, 1-2 and 3-2 up for the Green Jackets. Tavares, Celedonio, McCabe. Tavares takes a first pitch, fastball in for a strike at 92 in the outside corner. Rob Griswold begins to warm for the Green Jackets down the left field line. The 0-1 pitch hits Tavares in the back. A curveball at 74. And if you're going to have to wear a pitch, a 74-mile-an-hour curveball might be the way to go. So Tavares reaches for the third time today. He walked in the sixth and doubled to lead off the game. And the tying run is aboard with Jeremy Celedonio stepping up to the dish. Tavares a threat to run. And he will stay put as a first pitch fastball is taken for a strike to Celedonio. Tavares has a lead past the cutout at first base. The 0-1 pitch misses low 1-1. Manager Cody Gabella said, no player on this team has a green light for stolen bases without it being put on at some point. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Celedonio underneath a fastball in the outside corner. He's gone back to just fastballs here after missing with that breaking ball. Three straight fastballs from Calderon. And the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball taken for a ball. Tavares is cut down at second base, trying to steal, as he was out by half a step. The crowd doesn't like it, but it was the correct call. Second caught stealing of the season for Tavares. And oh, they've called it a strike. They called that pitch strike three instead, rather. The umpire was delayed in giving that, I think looking down at second base. So it's a strikeout looking for Celedonio. And now McCabe comes up to the plate. He'll take a ball. No one on and two away after the leadoff runner was aboard. A strike him out, throw him out, double play. 1-0 to McCabe. Check swings. He goes around. And the count goes to 1-1. McCabe 0-for-2. Walked in the first, struck out in the sixth. Also flew out back in the third. The 1-1. Breaking ball in for a strike. The Green Jackets have struck out 12 times so far tonight. The 1-2, McCabe fouls it off. In fact, Every player in the lineup, except for Tavares, who led the team in strikeouts coming into today, has struck out at least once. The 1-2 pitch, McCabe grounded off the second base bag. The shortstop, Colley, fields it, throws on, and gets him by a step. So the Green Jackets are retired in order, and we go to the final frame. Top of the ninth coming up. Down East 1, Augusta 0. With, I believe, Rob Griswold coming in from the pen. When we come back, the ninth inning on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Top of the ninth, Rob Griswold comes in, making his season debut, replacing John Carlos Lara, who is on the hook right now for the loss. The sidearming Griswold gets a first pitch swing from Lara, who grounds it right back to Griswold, from Ortiz, who grounds it to Griswold and is retired 1-3 as Ortiz fires on to first. So Mesa to the plate. He'll take a pitch for a ball outside. Griswold with a sidearm delivery. The righty from LIU. The 1-0. Line foul down the right field line into the stands. Heads up. And the count goes to 1-1. Righty on righty, the matchup with Mesa at the dish. The 1-1 pitch grounded to first. Backstrom can't get it on a dive, and it'll go into right field. Mesa thinks about two. He'll retreat to the bag at first instead. And Mesa is aboard with his first hit of the day.
Designated hitter, number 23, Connor Kyoto.
So, Keller's night was three innings of two-hit ball with no walks and four strikeouts. Lara goes two innings after him. Lara gives up one hit, one run. It was earned. A walk and three strikeouts. First pitch misses to Piotto for a ball. The 1-0. Check swing. It's in for a strike. 1-1. Piotto is 0-1. He got hit by a pitch in the seventh and walked in the third. He also grounded out. Pickoff coming here from Griswold, but not in time. Mesa dives back safely. The 1-1 pitch on the outside corner for a strike at 76. Right. Runner on first with one away in a 1-0 game here in the top of the ninth. The 1-2 pitch, runner's going, and it's fouled off into the netting right by the Green Jackets dugout. Tomorrow night, Spencer Schwellenbach gets the start for the Green Jackets. The 1-2, fouled off again, out of play. And Friday night is the season debut of Owen Murphy. On Saturday night, it's the season debut of J.R. Ritchie. So three of the top 10 prospects in the Braves organization going the next three nights. The 1-2 here from Griswold is taken just low for a ball, 2-2. Sunday's starter is to be determined. The 2-2, grounded to third. McCabe fields it and double pumps, throws to first in time by half a step. McCabe was playing where the shortstop normally would be with the shift in effect. Thought about trying for two. Instead goes for one. Mesa goes to second.
Left fielder number 14, Jefferson Espinal.
As Piotto is retired, 5-3. And Espinal, who's looking at a golden sombrero if he strikes out here, up to the dish. Three strikeouts for Espinal so far today. Mesa at second. Griswold fires a strike on the outside corner. The two first games of the Green Jackets season were both also one-run games. The 0-1 misses for a ball. Had to wait for the call there because it looked like it could have been a strike from our vantage point. So 1-1, Mesa dancing off of second. The pitch, check swing, but it comes in high, although that one also caught the zone. So it could have been three strikes so far, but instead it's 2-1. Again, the shift in effect. Tavares, the shortstop, close to the bag. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. He was underneath a 76-mile-an-hour curveball. 63 is Ephus territory, which, as far as I'm aware, is not something that Rob Griswold has in his bag. The 2-2 pitch with two away is right down the middle, called third strike. Golden sombrero for Jefferson Espinal, two swinging, two looking. And we head to the bottom of the ninth with the score, the Down East Wood Ducks 1, the Green Jackets 0. Can the Jackets rally for a second straight night? Find out when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Soy yo. Soy yo.
Welcome to the bottom of the ninth. Green Jackets down 1-0. And Adrian Rodriguez comes in and makes his series debut. He replaces Leandro Calderon, who was excellent. And Ethan Werkinger steps to the plate. A pitch clock violation called on Werkinger before he can even get up there. So it's 0-1. The pitch, fastball swung on and missed, 0-2. 97 on that one from Rodriguez. Does he have some gas? And the 0-2. Fastball grounded to second. Playing it on two hops is Mesa. He will throw on to first for the out. So one away in the ninth. And Andrew Keck, 0-3, will step up to the plate. No one aboard. 1-0. Wood Ducks on top. The pitch. Fastball grounded just foul past the third base bag. Gabella fields it on a hop. So 0-1 to Keck. Base runners have been hard to come by today. And we've got a pitch clock violation on the pitcher. So the count goes to 1-1. So now we've seen an automatic ball and an automatic strike so far in this frame. One and one the count to Keck. Ready on ready. The pitch, swing and a miss. 99 from Rodriguez. And it's 1-2. That is just as fast as you will see at this level of baseball. And the 1-2 pitch. Fouled off. 99 again that time. Crowd thinning out just a bit here in the ninth. It does get a little bit chilly at this point of the year. Still in mid-April, after all. In the 1-2, off the plate, breaking ball taken for a ball. His slider comes in at 88. That is a big league type of pitch. The 2-2 pitch to Keck is driven to right field, but it'll get foul and out of play.
Bye. It's Wonder Water.
As an unfortunate advertisement comes to the plate at the same time. So the 2-2 again to Keck. Pardon that interruption. The pitch is low for a ball. And the count goes full. The batter representing the tying run here in a one-run game in the bottom of the ninth. And the payoff pitch is inside. Keck takes a walk. And the tying run for the second straight night is aboard in the bottom of the ninth. And Jair Casanova steps to the dish. Casanova 0-3, a strikeout and two groundouts. And we've got our pinch runner. It looks like Francisco Floyd. So Floyd pinch runs. And Casanova they just changed things up. Oh, I'm so confused. So Tyler Collins comes out to pinch run here. They sent out Floyd initially, and then they sent out Tyler Collins to replace him. So not entirely sure about the logic of that, but Collins is now off of first with Casanova at the plate. And the first pitch is in for a strike. So Casanova is down 0-1 with Collins at first base. Rodriguez on the mound. Collins is going. The pitch is swung on and missed. It gets out of the glove of the catcher. And it'll go all the way to the backstop. But Collins has to hold up at second. So it'll be a stolen base. His fifth of the year. And the tying run in scoring position. But the count is 0-2 on Casanova. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and a breaking ball in the dirt. So that'll bring up Mekhi Backstrom as the Green Jackets are down to their final out here in the ninth. Backstrom looks at ball one. So Collins dancing around off of second. Backstrom, the 6'5 lefty, power on power here. The pitch, check swing, but it's in for a strike on the inside corner. Crowd doesn't like it, but it was indeed a strike. Backstrom 0-3, a strikeout looking and two hard hit balls that went to right field. The 1-1 fouled off. Backstrom took a home run swing and got underneath it a little bit too much. Collins on second. The Green Jackets trying to avoid their first shutout of the year. The 1-2 bounces and it's blocked well by Mueller behind the dish. And the count evens up at 2. Backstrom back in the batter's box. Rodriguez ready on the mound. Collins on second. The 2-2 pitch. Misses outside for a ball, 3-2. So a full count with the tying run in scoring position. Here in the bottom of the ninth and two away. Fans trying to make some noise here on this Wednesday evening in North Augusta. The 3-2 pitch to Backstrom. Misses down low, and it's ball four. Backstrom is aboard. And now there's two on and two away for Dawson Diamond. As we've got a pitching conference on the mound, Backstrom is aboard for the second straight game. Collins at second. He was the pinch runner. The only run of the game for Down East, for either team, came for Down East in the top of the seventh, courtesy of a wild pitch. The Green Jackets were able to get Down East to leave the bases loaded in that frame, but Augusta has just two hits on the day. They've also surrendered two errors of their own. As of right now, Giancarlos Lara would be in line for the loss. But a base hit here ties the game, and Dawson Diamond steps to the dish. He doubled to the alley his last time up on a ball that got all the way to the warning track. The first pitch to Diamond, swing and a miss at a 98-mile-an-hour fastball up and away. The 0-1. Diamond gets under net. It goes to center field. Blackman is going back, and he stops in front of the track and makes the catch to end the ball game. For the second straight night, the Green Jackets leave the tying run in scoring position. And the final score of this one is the Down East Wood Ducks 1, the Augusta Green Jackets 0. Back with a post-game show in two shakes of a lamb's tail. We'll have the winners and losers and the stats when we come back. Down East 1, Augusta 0.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Welcome into the post-game show here on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network. 1-0, the final score. The win goes to Calderon. He improves to 1-0. Giancarlos Lara falls to 0-1. And the save goes to Rodriguez, who picks up his first save of the year. The play of the game, the wow play of the game, presented by WOW, an SRP Park founding partner and your home team for faster internet, is this strikeout from Seth Keller. So let's take a listen. Broadcast last night, typically pitchers can put on 1 to 2 miles an hour a year, especially at a young age, and he has potential to get it maybe to triple digits. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball right down the middle, froze him, called strike three. Three up, three down, as we head to the bottom of... So Seth Keller was tremendous in his first outing of the season, as he went three scoreless innings. And he backed up today's IT Player of the Game, presented by Premier Networks. And that IT Player of the Game is Adam Shoemaker, who started today, went three innings, didn't give up a hit, struck out four, and only allowed the one base runner via a walk. But the Green Jackets fall. One run on four hits for the Down East Wood Ducks with no errors. And no runs, two hits, two errors for Augusta. But we do it again tomorrow night. The Tax Slayer pregame show at 6:50. Spencer Schwellendock on the mound. First pitch at 7:05. And we hope that you will join us tomorrow evening. This has been the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.